Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Come on, let's party. Get down. Get funky. It's Friday. It's November 7th, 2014. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. iOS malware, it is a reality now, it's sad to say. Researchers have discovered a bug called Wire Lurker. The bug is primarily spreading through the Maida, I believe is how you say it, App Store. It's a third-party source for OS X software. Guess where? In China. Imagine that. And researchers are estimating the infected apps have been downloaded about 356,000 times. Once the computer is infected, WireLurker spreads to the iOS devices that are connected over USB, rewriting existing programs on the device through binary file replacement. And if you think, well, my iPhone ain't jailbroken, I don't have to worry about this crap. Yes, you do, because it's the first malware bug out there that infects non-jailbroken iPhones. None of us are safe now. Once WireLurker gains access to a non-jailbroken iPhone, the program simply loads a non-malicious comic book app onto the phone. So that's all it's doing right now. But in the meantime, it is recommended users avoid third-party app stores and avoid using USB-connected chargers from unknown sources. It's always a good idea to do that, to say. Wrapping up the report, they're saying the malware is under active development, and the report also goes on to say its creator's ultimate goal is not yet clear. I have a feeling it has a lot more to do than just with comic books. Microsoft Office on the phone. Yeah, it was crap. It was really crap. On the iPad, it was great, but it was crap on the iPhone. What was known before as simply as Microsoft Office Mobile that really didn't let you do anything has now blossomed into something actually very nice. It's more or less that Office for iPad has been really just optimized for the iPhone, and it's very nice. Microsoft is very nice. And starting today, you can do a lot more than just edit. You can basically navigate every application completely, tweaking fonts, creating slideshows, formatting spreadsheets, and all the editing tools that come along with it. And guess what? Free! It's all for free! There is a pro version, but that would be for more the advanced users out there, the more casual user, the one that just kind of just needs to do some tweaking and writing here and there. This is perfect for you. Oh, how the times have changed. I never thought we'd ever see Microsoft and free in the same sentence. Encryption. We all need it. We all love it. We all want it. And if Chrome is your favorite browser, there's an extension for you now that encrypts your emails, your tweets, and even your status updates. The new extension is called ShadowCrypt, and like I said, it'll encrypt emails, your Facebook status, your tweets, other messages you send post on social media. Once you've installed it, you need to generate an encryption key for every website you use or for every email you send. You'll have to give those keys to people you want to share your posts with. Otherwise, when you look at it or try to read it, it's just going to look like blah, 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 blah. ShadowCrypt is already available on the Chrome Web Store, or you can go over to its official website at shadowcrypt.com. Android users, your life is about to get a little bit more simpler. Google has announced a new calendar app for Android smartphone software. The company announced the new calendar app as kind of like a personal assistant that allows you to spend less time managing your day. But guess what? Spending less time planning your day is going to require you to do something. Yeah, you got to hand over your private email information. So say you've booked a flight, you've bought concert tickets, you've made a hotel reservation, these kind of things. You don't have time to copy and paste that crap into your calendar, do you? In this new calendar app, these kind of emails become events automatically. So it's just put right in there. But that magic word automatically means that Google will scan your emails for the relevant information needed to create new calendar events and updates. The new calendar app will work on devices Android 4.1 or higher, including, of course, the new 5.0 Lollipop. A version for iPhone is coming soon. We don't know how soon, but Google said it's coming very soon. So how you feel about Google scanning your emails? Yeah, I kind of thought they've already been doing that already anyways, yeah. And finally, Going back to the glory days of the internet so many years ago, do you remember that little program called Winamp? Yeah, that program we downloaded so we could play MP3s because it was the new rage of things? Even had that cool intro, Winamp. It whips the llama's ass. Yeah, that one, yeah. Well, remember, it disappeared. It went into obscurity. It died. Well, now Winamp 2 has been immortalized in HTML5. For your pleasure. Yes, this bit of nostalgia was put together by Jordan Eldridge in HTML5 and JavaScript. At the moment, it's only a work in progress. You can only choose an MP3 hosted somewhere online to play, so you're not going to be putting your playlists and this kind of stuff. If you want to try it out and spend your weekend of fond memories of your MP3 collection from 2000 and 2001, head on over to JordanEldridge.com and have a play right now. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, if you're really bored, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, it's Friday, and you know what that means. It's the Mac Show Day. Oh, yeah. 3 p.m. UK time today. Great panel coming your way today. Michael Gaines going to be there. Dom McAllister's going to be there. Will Green, I'm sure, will somewhat be there. We know how Will is. And Adam Christensen also might be coming along for the ride. That is the Mac Show, live today, 3 p.m. UK time, right here on the British Tech Network. Now that is going to wrap up the new show for today and this week. Hope everybody had a good one. Hope you have a great Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.